Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
They bring hamburgers down here to the house. So he said to me one day, would you mind if I named the cheeseburger after you at the bar? I said, go ahead, I don't care. So he's got a big cheeseburger up there. He says, it's the Artie Donovan special. If you can eat one, you get the second one free.
And how big is that?
I don't know, but it's pretty big. I wouldn't even take a chance trying to eat it all.
That was Artie Donovan talking with our John Patty a couple of years ago about the honor bestowed upon him by a local restaurant. One of the many stories he told so well. Art Donovan died yesterday at the age of 89 with his family by his side. His funeral is this Friday at Cathedral of Mary, our Queen, and what a celebration of life that will be. Another former Colt Pro Bowler, much younger than Artie, Tom Matte, joins us to talk about the life of this Baltimore legend. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Have you been reliving some memories today?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've had calls from all over the country about Artie and just bringing back some great stories and memories of what a tremendous athlete he was, but also what a tremendous person he was. And a great family man. His family was the ultimate thing in his life, and he was special to all of us. He made the Colts what they are today. When you really think back on the championships back in 58, 59, and the growth of the Baltimore Colts when he first came here, like 1954. I mean, with Unitas and Lenny Moore and Raymond Berry and Jim Parker and all the guys who are in the Hall of Fame that have made it, John Mackey. You know, Artie Dunham was part of that tradition of it, and he carried it well. I mean, he was a great football player. He's one of the first big men in football, I bet. And he had a tough time making wham because he liked his hot dogs and Schlitz beer. So,
yeah, but nobody ever questioned how he moved on the field, right?
No, listen, let me tell you, he was as quick as a cat. It's a big man like that. He was all over the place. He was the mainstay of that whole middle of the defense for him, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. He was that good. He got that much respect.
So here you were. You were just a rookie, the new kid, looking up to him, and you guys overlapped 1 year. Is that right?
Yeah, I got to play with him 1 year, and I called him Father Time because when I first came to camp, it is a funny story. It's been repeated a couple of times, but when I first came to camp up in Western Maryland, I was coming from the Chicago All-Star Game, the college All-Star Game. I was late coming to camp, and I had read up on the Baltimore Colts and all about who they were and what players are the big guys and all this kind of stuff. And I see a big crowd around this one guy, and I said, well, who's that over there? And the guy that picked me up said, that's Mr. Donovan. And I said, oh, yes. And I remembered that his father was the referee for Joe Louis fights back then, the big Joe Louis fights. So when I walked up to him, I said, Mr. Donovan. Yeah, I said, my name is Tom Matte, and I can't wait to meet your son.
Good for you.
Let me say this for sure. I endeared myself to Art Donovan after, what are you talking about? You know how he talked. What are you talking about? And I says, oh, my God. And he looked older than my father at the time, but I'll tell you one thing. When you put him with that uniform on the field, this guy was a tremendous athlete, so quick off the ball, and just a great guy.
Yeah, and a personality you really can't match.
You can't match. I mean, we had such a great time as a team. And the way we was so great because, you know, they carried that tradition on when they won the championship in 58, 59. That was carried all the way through all the years that we had, you know, with Weeb Eubank, and I had Don Shula, and then I had Don McCafferty. That tradition stayed here and the winning attitude. But the fans here, and that's what Artie appreciated, was the fans here in Baltimore. We have the greatest football fans there are in the world, as far as I'm concerned, and Artie felt the same way.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to watch time pass, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and you know it's really tough because you know the older we get, you know the more guys are going by the wayside. We lost Tony Linhart just recently, and we've got a couple other guys who have really had some problems with Alzheimer's, and John Mackey. We just lost John Mackey last year. So it's a tough go when you see your friends that you've lived with and died with in the trenches, you know, passing on. But Artie left something that was nobody will ever forget, and that was his love for life and love for his family.
You're so right about that, Tom Matte. Thanks so much for joining us, and give our best to your lovely Judy.
Oh, she says, You know, she is the neatest gal on television.
Thanks,
and,
Tom.
You're welcome, and thank you. And I just hope everybody says a few extra prayers for the family, Artie.
All right. Tom Matty on the legend of Art Donovan.